Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to be back with you today. My thanks to Kyle Stokes for hosting Friday's 10 o'clock hour and hosting yesterday's Air Talk here on KPCC, giving me a chance to take a couple extra days breather. Very nice of Kyle to do that, and a lot of important topics we pick right back up on today as well on the program's second hour. What you just heard on NPR News, President Trump with his executive order on policing. We'll hear some excerpts from his comments, and we'll talk about a variety of proposals on policing, including House Democrats' version of a reform bill, what Senate Republicans are reportedly working on, how this relates to what the president's proposed. Here in California, State Attorney General Javier Becerra has come out with ideas for reforming law enforcement. And then you have, of course, groups like Black Lives Matter that have called for defunding or dismantling police departments and rebuilding the way that services and law enforcement is provided to communities. We'll get into those next hour on Air Talk. But we begin with the dramatic changes that we're already seeing in Southern California with the reopening of some restaurants for people sitting inside or on restaurant patios, gyms reopening, also hair salons, all of these, the potential risk of spreading COVID-19, particularly if facial coverings and social distancing isn't adhered to. My question for you is, if you've gone out for the first time in months to eat out at a restaurant, to get your hair cut in a salon, to go to the gym, or any other place that has been off limits for the past 3 months, what was that experience like for you? We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, AirTalk page, kpcc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. I went out with my family to celebrate our son's birthday for the first time since the lockdown, and we ate at a restaurant in Long Beach where everything was strictly adhered to in the COVID-19 guidelines. We sat outside. Our table was far away from any other tables. All of us were masked. The only time we weren't masked was when we were directly eating or taking a sip of something we were drinking, and everybody waiting distance from each other for their table to open up. But I drove by so many restaurants where people were just on top of each other. There was no social distancing, even with people waiting in front of the restaurants. And my understanding is from listeners that in Orange County, it's truly different than what you see in Los Angeles County with the number of people that are masking. So I'd like to hear your thoughts at 866-893-KPECC. And I have to say for myself, eating out on Saturday, that as nice as it was to celebrate our son's birthday, I'm in no hurry to do it again. With everything constantly being wiped down and all the protocols, it's a very different restaurant experience now. 866-893-5722. With me to talk about the differences we're seeing in Orange County is Alicia Robinson. She's a reporter for the Orange County Register, covers cities and local government. Alicia, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Larry.
So is it, you're in Orange County, that's your beat. Are things quite different than at least what you're hearing about LA County?
Well, I don't have a ton of personal experience because I've been kind of staying home when I can. But I will say, having covered some of the recent protests, a lot of the people there were wearing masks. But, you know, the flip side, which I think we're going to talk about, is going to the County Board of Supervisors meetings, there are a whole lot of people that were angry that masks were required for any period of time.
Yeah, and in fact, the public health director in Orange County stepped down because of the nature of criticism that she received. She had put out an order that when people enter businesses, they wear a mask. So with that sort of pushback in the county, are people largely not adhering to masks?
Well, my sense of it is that there is a pretty deep split, actually. Basically, we've had, as I mentioned, at the Board of Supervisors since the former public health officer made masks a requirement for everyone back around Memorial Day. There have been numerous complaints from people who don't think that masks are useful and feel like it's an infringement on their rights to require it. They've called it discriminatory. But those people have been kind of the loudest and the most visible. I have gotten numerous emails from people, including one this morning from an older couple who said, you know, we feel like we're kind of forgotten here. We don't feel like we can leave much because we have other health conditions and we're over 65. And, you know, we thought the mask requirement was going to be a good thing and allow us to leave our home. There have been some online petitions going around that have been in support of the mask order. One of them, as of this morning, had about 29,000 signatures. So there's definitely a deep split and not doesn't seem to be a lot of common ground.
Yeah, very true. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Even driving in the car, is coming back from dinner, all four of us, because my mother joined us, we were masked. There's someone pointing and ridiculing that we were wearing our mask. But my mom is not part of our household. So we keep distance, we mask, and we did that even over dinner at the dinner table, sitting 6 feet away to make sure that she is protected. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. But I thought it was interesting that people, you know, were unmasked on the street, were sort of ridiculing, like, look at the fools wearing masks. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Tom in Glendale, I understand you went out for the first time for dinner in 4 months. What was the experience like for you?
It was actually a pretty good experience, Larry. My son and I went to the Americana. We made a reservation at the restaurant Bakari. It was a very simple process. We came up there with our masks, got checked in. They gave us the rules, which were really simple. If you're seated at your table, you don't need a mask. If you get up to walk around the restaurant, you need to put your mask back on. Otherwise, it was kind of like any other dining experience, just we were distanced from each other to follow the rules.
Yeah. And so you felt like it largely recaptured what you were used to when you went out.
I'll be completely honest with you. I felt human for the first time in 4 months.
Isn't it amazing the things like that we just think of, take for granted in our regular life, when it's gone for 4 months, as you said, I bet you savored it much more.
Yeah, because, like, my son is only six, so he and I love going out once a week together, just, you know, he and I time. And we hadn't been able to do that in a meaningful way because of, you know, the lockdown. We found ways at home, but it just wasn't the same as he and I having our day to ourselves.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tom, thank you for sharing. I appreciate it very much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. By the way, Alicia Robinson, thank you for filling us in. I know you need to run, so I'm just going to let you go. We have a number of listener callers we'll take, and thank you for your reporting in the Register. We appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. If you've gone out to eat, if you've gone to the gym, if you've gone to the barbershop or the hair salon for the first time in months, how did you feel about that experience? Did you feel well protected? And did it feel particularly good or a little bit unsettling to go back into that environment with or without full COVID-19 safety protocols? 866-893-KPECC. Matt in Sherman Oaks says, I went to a restaurant. People weren't sitting or standing 6 feet apart. They weren't really wearing masks. I felt kind of uncomfortable. It was almost unreal. You can also tell everyone was nervous. That's Mark in Sherman Oaks. Let's talk with Allison in Newport Beach. So, Allison, you live in Orange County. What have you seen in your community?
I think that we're really taking a lot of risks we don't need to. I was down on the peninsula and trying to get a to-go order, and there were about 20 kids standing right at the entrance, unmasked, talking. It looked like a typical beach day. And I actually called the restaurant to order, and they offered to bring the food out to me, which made me feel pretty guilty because they're going through all these kids, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like at this point you're close to being ready to go out to eat at a restaurant?
I'm not. No, not at all. I think that partially because people don't seem to be taking it seriously. If you go to the mall, I had to go in because I had a doctor's appointment, and nobody walking through the mall, it was an outdoor mall, is wearing a mask. Inside the doctor's, everybody was wearing a mask. Inside the grocery store, but I don't think Orange County is taking it seriously at all.
And were people distancing in the outdoor mall, or were they walking close by each other?
There weren't that many people, but they didn't, you know, they have directional signs. I had to go to Century City a week ago for business, and people were walking straight following the lines, and they had security guards letting you know if you were making a mistake. Not in Orange County.
All right. Allison, appreciate it. Allison in Newport Beach with us. Hazel in Los Feliz says, Hazel, I'm sorry, I'm pretty irritated with my wife. She went to a hair salon. I don't think it was important enough to do. She's endangering our two kids and me. That sounds like an important conversation to have. Silas writes on the page, oh, Grandma had to sit 6 feet away at the dinner table. Silas, it was a loving 6 feet. 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page. Anita in Pasadena. Anita, I understand you are in a more vulnerable group for the coronavirus. Have you gone out back to any sort of a routine?
Yes, finally, after these months, I went a few days ago to my hair salon for the first time, and my daughter didn't like that at all, by the way. I heard what you said, your previous caller said. But in my experience, I felt very safe. Temperature taken at the door, signed a paper saying I hadn't been anywhere, social distancing, everyone wearing masks or face shields, everybody very aware of all the protocols, wiping everything down. I really don't think I endangered myself at all. Maybe I'm a little optimistic, but it was a good feeling to see people being so careful.
Anita, I appreciate it very much. I had to go to the dentist. I chipped a tooth, and I was amazed. They had three levels of masking, an N95, a surgical mask on top of that, and a face shield on top of that. And dentists, of course, and hygienists are particularly vulnerable because they're working around your open mouth. But yeah, even at hair salons, I've heard a lot of stylists and barbers are using face shields for extra protection. Anita in Pasadena, 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk with Matt D'Angelo Antonio, our AirTalk producer, because he was sharing this morning in our content meeting that we do every morning. He went back to the gym for the first time. So, Matt, what was that like?
It was great, honestly. It was really nice to get out and just have an activity that wasn't, you know, my gym that I work out is a CrossFit gym in Pasadena, right by the DMV on or near Rosemead, and they've got some new methods that they're using. There are 12 designated workouts that you have to stay in while you're working out. They're limiting numbers in classes. They require temperature checks and hand sanitization at the beginning and end of the class. And if you're over a certain temperature, you can't show up. They're eliminating fan usage in the facility, all of these things. And they're also designating specific equipment for each member to use during each workout in order to minimize the spread. They've taken away group seating.
So you felt pretty, your phone's breaking up a little bit. Ironically, our AirTalk producer with a bad phone line calling it. So bottom line, you're going back. You felt comfortable, Matt?
Absolutely, yeah. I think they've done everything that a business can possibly do, especially their kind of business where you're dealing with you know, not only sweat, but people touching a lot of things. I feel very confident. I'm planning on going back this afternoon for another class.
Sounds good. Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, Air Talk producer, joining us to talk about his first day back at the gym, 866-893-KPCC. Sue in Newport Beach says, I'm a longtime Laguna resident. Mask wearing has become so politicized. Someone who was unmasked shouted us outside, you must be Democrats. I think because we were wearing masks. 866-893-KPCC. Charles writes on the page, if I go out to eat, it'll be in August, only if cases have gone down from where they are now, and in masks on LA County instead of masks off Orange County. 866-893-KPCC. Let's take another call. This is from Andy in Long Beach. Andy, your experience.
Yeah, sure, Larry. So I'm just out this morning. Took the vet dog to the vet. That was a pleasant experience, and that's in Long Beach. And meet at the door. They take the dog in, do everything, bring her out. And went to Seal Beach, so small beach community, big downtown main strip there, and parked to go into a restaurant for some takeout. And it's like nothing ever happened. And I, what I understand, they've lifted the mask necessity there, and it's you know, it's like last summer. So everyone, no masks. Walk into a restaurant and look, you know, everyone in the restaurant is wearing masks, but people crowding me from behind with no masks, and children,
yeah,
and lots of different age groups, and
so are you going to go out in those areas, or you feel like you're just going to shy away?
Definitely shying away. We have our set places in Long Beach, and especially more towards Belmont and downtown Long Beach that are very give us a good peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know, lots of protection and in and out kind of thing. And Orange County is showing me the true colors, I would say.
Andy, I appreciate your call. And again, it's not, you know, universal in Orange County, but we definitely see generalized differences on mask wearing. That's what people are reporting. We're going to share more listener comments as we continue. We've got Phil in Anaheim, Matthew in South Park, Vicky's in Long Beach, and Carolina in Redlands all have comments to share. And we also have some tweets I'll share with you. We're asking listeners who've gone back into the world to eat at restaurants, go to the gym, go to get their hair done or their hair cut. How'd you feel about that? Did it give you confidence that you're going to go out and do that again? Or did you find it an unsatisfying, perhaps even risky experience you don't want to repeat? It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We'll be back in 1 minute. Good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're asking listeners who've gone out to eat for the first time, gone to get their hair taken care of, or gone to the gym for the first time, what they thought about any of the COVID-19 procedures in place. Was it a positive experience or made them shy about going back? Marilyn writes on the Air Talk Facebook page, I finally went to the gym, swam a mile. I haven't been able to do that for 3 months. Power walks just didn't do it for me. The facility was well set up for distancing, sanitizing, and limiting guests. I'm going back every day. That's Marilyn. Andy tweets at Air Talk, as someone who works in LA County and has been working as an essential worker the entire time and lives in Orange County, there is a stark contrast to safety precautions and mask wearing. I personally feel safer in LA than I do in OC. Barrett tweets at Air Talk, I went to Newport Beach Sunday. While on the beach, it's very easy to distance from others. On my drive out, all the restaurants and bars were packed shoulder to shoulder. Hardly anyone was wearing a mask for obvious reasons while eating and drinking. Jeffrey writes on the Facebook page, I think it's reckless Orange County decided to downgrade the mask requirement from required to recommended. The daily cases haven't gone down, but rather have increased. In fact, the Board of Supervisors let the harassment of former public health officer Dr. Nicole Quick go unmitigated and even criticized her mask requirement themselves in favor of a speedy reopening. Particularly Don Wagner and Michelle Steele is appalling. Jorge tweets at AirTalk, I went to Vegas on Friday, didn't see anybody wearing masks except for employees in Zion National Park as well. Not one person wearing a mask. Okay, we have many listeners to get to. Let's talk with Matthew in South Park. You're on AirTalk.
My husband and I were able to go out last week downtown. Downtown still seems to be relatively closed, but the neighbor or the restaurant First Draft has dozens of beers and beverages self-serve, which made me nervous.
Yeah.
Once we got there, all the staff had masks and gloves, and they handed us gloves and felt safe. Pre-COVID.
I think we just lost Matthew. Are you there? Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Yeah, well, you dipped out for a moment. So how did you felt like they were compliant at the brew pub? Would you go back?
Yes, I would, because outside of the tables, the patrons had masks and gloves on as they were serving themselves. Once we got to our tables, we were able to take our masks and gloves off, and everyone was had digital menus, which I really appreciated. I liked that. Because even pre-COVID menus could be rather disgusting.
Yeah.
But the patrons mostly being outside helped. They were spaced apart and the staff was enforcing distance. So it made me feel comfortable, but it wasn't fully satisfying, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice to be out.
Yeah. That's kind of the way I it was mixed. Matthew, thanks very much. Cesar or Caesar, I'm sorry, I don't know the pronunciation, in Fullerton. Good to have you with us.
I'm very happy to hear from you, Larry. I'm here to share my experience. I have a restaurant in Brea.
Ah, what's the name of your restaurant, if you're okay saying it?
Fratellino's Italian Restaurant.
Portolino's, okay.
Fratellino's, yeah.
Okay.
And we have a popular restaurant, and we had a lot of families coming, and a lot of them are older people, you know, that's our clientele. But there is also a lot of resistance on using the mask once they come to the restaurant. It's a big problem for us.
Yeah, and so how far do you go in insisting that they wear masks?
I actually have masks at the desk to give it to whoever doesn't have it, but some people just refuse to come in. Yeah, we lose business, but I want to enforce and I want to keep and create a good environment for people that really care. And it's a constant fight, to be honest with you. It's a little stressful. Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand. Cesar, thanks for sharing your experience as a restaurateur. Phil, in Anaheim, what's been your experience with going to a restaurant, gym, or getting your hair cut?
My partner and I moved from Los Angeles County to Orange County in mid pandemic, and so we had a really stark look at the contrast. And we feel much safer in L.A. County down here. In Orange County, people walk around without masks all the time. And even in the big box stores we tried to rely on during the move, down here we felt less safe because they were not enforcing mask rules or even sometimes the employees themselves were not wearing masks.
So you haven't gone out to eat? You haven't done any of that stuff?
We happened to go out yesterday to a place where their patio was entirely empty, so we had it to ourselves. But it was not set up to keep people separate.
Okay, Phil, appreciate it, Phil. In Anaheim, Vicki in Long Beach, I understand you went out to eat in Huntington Beach. How'd you feel about that?
Well, I really felt really safe. My neighbor and I went to Kingfish House in Huntington Beach, and there's a big sign in front of the restaurant that says, mask required to enter the restaurant. So, obviously, my neighbor and I were both wearing masks, and we were seated outdoors. And what is interesting is, despite the fact that it's outdoors, they have this wall divider made of plexiglass. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're enclosed around you.
Now, did they still have a 6-foot minimum between the tables, or did they use the dividers instead of the distancing?
No, it was more than 6 feet distance from one table to the other.
Plus dividers. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So all the employees in the restaurant were wearing masks and gloves. Even the menu, you know, it's a disposable menu, so they leave it on your table. They don't take it back. You know. So to me, that's a good infection control method.
So you're gonna keep going out to eat with places that do that.
Absolutely, because, okay, you know, being cooped for like 3 months without, you know, I'm a foodie, and it was a delight.
That's great. Vicky in Long Beach, I appreciate it. Jeff in Palm Springs says, I think we're doing much better in the Indio Palm Springs area with masking. The casino here last week, masks required, temperature checks, security walking around to make sure masks are worn, limits on people, wristbands required. I thought it was well organized. That's Jeff in Palm Springs. Let's talk next with Carolina in Redlands. I understand you did the first play date with your kids?
Oh my God, yes. I'm a mom of 2 boys, 2 and 3 year old, and they used to be in school in daycare prior to COVID, and they have been starved of any contact with other children for so many months, and we finally got an okay from the pediatrician. And we just gathered with two of my girlfriends, and all together it was 5 kids. And not only they have been so happy, we have been so happy. We missed it probably as much as they did. And we will be doing it again. We already planned for Saturday. And it's just been so awesome to be able to go back to them playing together and spending some time together.
Carolina, thank you. That's Carolina in Redlands. Richard in Koreatown said, I went to a hairstylist, also went to Vegas. And in Vegas, there was a very high level of nonchalance that made me a little scared. Heather in Long Beach says, I went to a restaurant first time Friday. No one was wearing masks. Gloves were used by the servers, but they weren't being changed. I didn't feel safe, but I did go to the dentist. That went super safely. Miles in Westwood says, I went to Catalina Saturday to go scuba diving. There were a few restaurants open. Most seemed that they were at about 25% capacity. I noticed the service staff were very vigilant about ensuring mask wearing until the food was there. That's Miles in Westwood. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. If you, for the first time in months, have gotten your hair cut or styled, gone to the salon or barbershop, if you've gone to the gym for the first time, or you've gone to a restaurant and eaten there for the first time in 3 to 4 months, what was that experience like, and are you going to continue doing it? AirTalk page, kpcc.org.